It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the sisters?
The Andrews sisters, yes.
The Andrews sisters.
The Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
What year is this?
It's the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, something.
I've heard this back in the day, but what year was this?
Yeah, I don't even know. I know it's in black and white, if that helps. I don't know. I don't know what the year is. Maybe it was. It looks like it'd have to be the 50s.
I'm looking it up right now. Okay. Released in 1941.
Okay. Okay. Yep. I see him right there.
1941.
1941. Okay.
All right, representing with the Andrews sisters right now, we're about to represent because we are going to go around the NFL.
It's always much more pleasant when you have a good pro football team to talk about, too.
Yes.
I got to be honest. I don't think I'd be as excited to do the around the NFL if the Vikings were terrible. So let me ask you this. You got a 12-2 Philadelphia Eagles team. You got a 12-2 Detroit Lions team, and then you got a 12-2 Minnesota Vikings team. Are any one of those the team to beat in the NFC before we get to the NFC North? Are those the three teams, the three favorites in the NFC?
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious.
Okay.
Is this a clown question, bro?
No, I'm just wondering.
This is a clown question.
Just wondering if maybe you're thinking that
Who else is there to even vie for being at the top of the NFC? The number one seed is coming out of looking at the Lions, the Vikings, and the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Period, point blank, end of conversation.
Is the Super Bowl champion the NFC representative going to be one of those three teams?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
I mean,
you got Washington or Tampa Bay?
Do we take them seriously as Super Bowl contenders? No, we don't. Not really.
I would have said Atlanta. Well, now that they got Michael Penix, I mean, it's like
you didn't say Atlanta.
It's like a Penix rising.
You would not say Atlanta.
Yeah.
Not really.
I hope Michael Penix goes out and throws for like 500 yards and 5 touchdowns against the Giants.
Things would get ugly.
At that,
he doesn't even need to do that. Just throw a couple of touchdowns.
And win. That's right. Okay, so we talked about the NFC. Here's the question about the NFC North. Lions have all of those injuries, but they're still the Lions. The Vikings are 12-2. Lions are 12-2. Who is the team to beat in the North? They've got one game coming up.
Well, hold on. Did you exclude the Packers out of this conversation? Or
yes, I did.
Why'd you do that? Aren't they a game behind everybody?
2 games behind.
Okay, 2 games.
Yeah, they're 2 games.
So that makes sense.
So,
But they still face us. And then who else do they face?
I don't even know who the Packers have.
I wouldn't be so quick to rule out the Packers, but I. Who is the team to beat is the question?
Yes, in the NFC North.
It's the Vikings.
Okay.
It's the Vikings because they have the quarterback that's playing the best in the division right now. Sam Darnold is playing the best at the position. Jared Goff has had a couple of games where he's looked a little bit shaky. Mm-hmm. We know he's got great pieces and great weapons, although he lost one in Devin Montgomery.
Yeah. Losing David Montgomery just means that you're going to have...
David Montgomery,
David. Oh, yeah, I know what you meant. That just, you're going to see more Jahmyr Gibbs. I think Jahmyr Gibbs is the He's the much more dangerous back out of the two.
He's the much more explosive and dangerous, but there's the power that David Montgomery has. You cannot understate that.
No, you can't. The Packers, they host the Saints. They're here the week after, and then they host the Bears. So that's what Green Bay's got coming up. I mean, it's going to be so interesting with the NFC North. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. I have to lean with the Lions just because I don't want to put my trust in the Vikings. Because I don't know.
You don't want to. That's the thing. You don't want to. It's not that you shouldn't. You don't want to.
No, I don't want to. Man. Yeah, I don't want to.
Show some love to the Vikings.
I've been showing love for the Vikings since I was like 10. And it's gotten me nothing but like ulcers and anxiety. Okay, so what happens next with Kirk Cousins? Because there's already been speculation that he should waive his no trade clause, but he's still guaranteed $100 million. I don't know that. I mean, we've already seen articles.
Well, does he want to start though? Like waiving the no trade clause doesn't mean that he won't get the money. Mm. It means he gets the money, but the money's from somebody else. The money moves.
Right, but the Falcons are also going to eat a portion of that in order to move him. But you see teams like...
That's not a him problem, though.
No, but... I mean, I don't know how quickly they're going to want to...
They would move him.
If Michael
Penix shows you like he's good, they would move him. Because I think that not next year, but the year after that, some of the money would automatically off the top go away because they were able to move him from some of the stuff that I was listening to and kind of researching earlier today. But you're not going to keep a guy in your organization just to keep him. Like, if you have a chance to move, you're going to have... But like this...
You got to try and get something for him if you can, but he's got a no-trade clause.
If you're the Falcons, you're going to eat money at some point anyway. So you already know that off top.
You're going to eat a lot.
Yes.
You're going to eat a lot of money. The Falcons are going... But, I mean, you got... I think I've seen places like Tennessee and New Orleans and, you know, Pittsburgh. Is there a landing spot for Kirk right now? Because if he wants to go to a contender... I think people look at what Kirk Cousins did this year and it's like, oh, he was supposed to be the missing piece in Minnesota. Wasn't it? Was supposed to be the missing piece in Atlanta. Isn't it? Maybe Kirk Cousins isn't a guy that can take you to a Super Bowl. I mean, if he wants to start, it's got to be for, a woebegone franchise, right?
How about Kirk Cousins goes to Vegas?
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a Vegas guy.
No, it might be.
He doesn't seem like a guy that would want to go anywhere near Vegas. The Sin City. Just saying the Sin City, he'd be like, I'm not going there.
You're right.
Seriously, that's just how he is. Could you get him back with Kevin Stefanski?
Cleveland City.
Because Deshaun Watson's done. But plus, he's hurt anyway.
But then you got another team that has already got an awful contract on the books.
Yeah, they don't have any really.
They don't have any room. Yeah. I mean, you're not going to move Deshaun Watson. Nobody's going to take Deshaun Watson. That might be one of those.
No. Deshaun Watson's done. Like, no one's moving anything for Deshaun Watson.
No.
Like, they're going to have to eat that money.
Yeah. Like, you have to just move on from Deshaun Watson and scrub him.
Giants?
Maybe. I mean, you got Malik Nabers there. I mean, it's not like you're completely devoid of offensive guys, but I don't know. I thought this would have been the spot for Kirk, and now he's, it's the benching. It's not the benching. It's what the benching represents. Represents that you're washed. It represents that they want nothing to do with you. Okay, so here's my next question. What should teams do with players that quit or refuse to enter games? Because we've started to see this a little bit more. Deontay Johnson last week for the Ravens refused to enter a game. Devondre Campbell, former Gopher, refused to enter a game.
It's embarrassing.
And then they suspended him, and Kyle Shanahan has come out, 49ers head coach, said, you know what? Yeah, signing him, that was a mistake. So what do you do with players at that point?
Well, there should. I mean, first off, they're going to get fined. They're going to miss out on paycheck. I don't know that there's anything that you can do outside of them being penalized with game checks. Devondre Campbell is going to miss three game checks. So,
and they've suspended him. So
that's what I'm saying. He's missing three games.
Yeah. I mean,
that's significant.
He's done, right?
He's done. Yeah, no, he's not going to play in San Francisco. Are you talking about anywhere else?
Anywhere.
He could be done for the rest of his career. I don't think he calculated that.
If you refuse to enter a game.
Yeah, for one team, all the other teams are going to be like, dude, we're good.
Exactly. And, I mean, no effect. That's San Francisco. San Francisco is a good organization. Same thing with Diontae Johnson. I love Diontae Johnson. I think he's a really good wide receiver. But if you can't get it right with the Baltimore Ravens and John Harbaugh, if you can't find a way to succeed in that organization, you're the problem.
I think Diontae Johnson's about to be out of the league in the next 2 years. So I'm gonna say this. I know he's young enough to be around for a while. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who's had a case of the drops.
That's been his one bugaboo.
Diontae Johnson needs to look in the mirror and understand who he is. Mm-hmm. Dude, your name's Diontae Johnson. You're nowhere near what Antonio Brown was, and they dealt with that headache for a little while because he was the best wideout in the world at one point. You're just a guy. Diontae Johnson, I don't know what's going on in his head. Ridiculous.
Pittsburgh does a really good job of drafting wide receivers.
Yes, and developing them.
Developing them and then getting rid of them before they become a pain in the ass.
It's Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin don't play them games.
No, he
doesn't. Knows when to move on.
I mean, even going back to Plaxico Burress, Hines Ward was never a problem. But they've just Martavius Bryant.
Martavius Bryant. Yes, yeah. They knew to move on from him.
Yeah, I think he went to the Raiders and then he became a head case. All right, so does Mahomes' injury, I know you talked to Carrington about a little over an hour ago. And you were asking him about Patrick Mahomes, and he's got that high ankle sprain. And it sounds like, for all intents and purposes, he's going to play. But here's my question. If he's at all compromised, if he is not 100%, even an 80%, 90% Patrick Mahomes, because he's not going to be able to rest it, and this is a week-to-week injury. But if he is at all compromised, does that make Buffalo the favorite in the AFC now?
No.
Okay.
The Mahomes injury doesn't have anything to do with it. They are already the favorites. The Buffalo Bills are the favorites to come out of the AFC. The MVP should be Josh Allen, and the Buffalo Bills are playing great football right now. So, no, they are already the favorites. They're not it has nothing to do with the injury. They legitimately are the favorites right now.
But I feel like they might be the betting favorites, but I mean, let's be honest. When you've got the Kansas City Chiefs, to me, no matter what the records are, you can't bet against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
You're talking about something different. You're talking, there's, if you're the betting favorite, you're the favorite. We can talk about past history and all that other stuff, which I agree with you on that, but when we're talking about favoritism, the Buffalo Bills are the favorites to come out the AFC right now. Now, I'll say this. The funny thing is that people are talking about, playing in Buffalo and winning games. Last time I checked, the Kansas City Chiefs went into Buffalo last year and beat them. So what are people talking about? Are people paying attention? Last year, the Chiefs beat Buffalo in Buffalo. Are we missing? Is there something I'm missing? That happened, right? They went on the road, beat Buffalo. They went on the road, beat Baltimore, and then won the Super Bowl over San Francisco.
Yes, they did. I just feel like there's just people hate dynasties. Kansas City's not, they're kind of a hard team to hate because I don't look at anybody on that team and I'm like, I just despise you. There's nobody on the team. The one person around that team that I hate is Jackson Mahomes. Because I feel like he's just a hanger-on, but Patrick Mahomes.
He's not a player.
No, but he's the brother, and he's just...
He don't count.
Yeah, he's a gravy train. The more that we see Patrick, the more that we see Jackson. I'm like, Jackson, you got to go away.
I haven't even noticed Jackson Mahomes at all this year.
Lucky you. Hey, speaking of the Chiefs, one thing that might make people either love them or hate them even more is the Hallmark. This is a real thing. Halladay touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Well, of course it is. because Hallmark is based out of Kansas City.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I knew.
Yeah. And I go to Halls whenever I go there and visit to shop. It's like one of the best shopping experiences in Kansas City.
It is. One of Kim's friends, one of her best friends, he actually used to work at Hallmark. And I'm not dissing it at all, but I had to chuckle. Holiday touchdown, a Chiefs love story. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to spend an hour and a half to sit down over the weekend in Snowmageddon?
Zero.
And watch it? You're not going to watch it.
No.
Alana Higman, a diehard Kansas City Chiefs fan, and her family are competing to win the team's Fan of the Year contest in a process judged by the director of fan engagement, Derek. Looks a lot like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm just saying, a young blonde woman and a man with short hair and a goatee. I mean, if you look at it, it looks a little something like Travis and Tay-Tay.
Okay.
You know?
I'll take your word for it.
I mean, I'm looking at it right here. Look at this. I mean, come on. That's...
Yeah, it does look like it.
That's Tay-Tay and Travis. But they look so cute. They look so cute. Well,
at least they got you to watch.
Not yet.
I'm good.
I'm going to watch it. Snuggle up with my cats. Watch Hallmark Channel.
Oh, my gosh.
My hot chocolate. Love it.
Oh, boy.
I'll probably watch that more than I watch the football. Love it. Touchdown! Yeah.
All right, that's going to wrap up around the NFL.
And I'm going to give you a report. I'm going to text you, and I'm going to give you a report. Now, you might block my number, but I'm still going to, because I'm not going to see it until after the first of the year.
Coming up next, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's going to get us all sick, right? We get to that next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Minnesota music Mount Rushmore, you know who this is. Goes without saying. Are you going to go see the movie over the holidays?
I might have to check out Laura Oakes' article first before I go see the movie.
I'm definitely gonna check out the movie at some point. I'll probably go see it next week.
Yeah, I probably will. But yeah, I'm looking forward to what, like, her article she like is going to be dropping on our website tomorrow morning. But Bob Dylan, I'm looking forward to it because I mean she's really good at these human interest pieces. So yeah,
she's great.
And her son actually got to go.
Yeah, I know we talked about it last week.
I mean, it was just like
yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't in for that. I think it's so cool that her son being a movie guy, and then he gets a chance to go see Timothy Chalamet or however you say his name. Pretty cool.
That was awesome. All right, let's get to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is his aim just to get everybody sick? it's gonna be interesting because you've got this guy that is so into the anti-vaccine movement that he wants to do things that no one is asking him to do. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Is, and there are Republicans, namely Mitch McConnell, that are looking at him and saying, have you lost your damn mind? Because Kennedy wants to revoke the FDA's approval of the polio vaccine for kids.
Yeah. Well, polio is not a problem. Why do we need the vaccine?
And Senate Majority Leader or Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, who is a polio survivor, has lashed out at Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after those reports. McConnell said in a statement last Friday, the polio vaccine has saved millions of lives and held out the promise of eradicating a terrible disease. Efforts to undermine public confidence in proven cures are not just uninformed, they're dangerous. And that's true. Like, what's weird to me is, what is it saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. There's nothing wrong here. That phrase is what I would say to the face of RFK Jr. about vaccines, specifically polio vaccines. Like, dude, what are you talking about? What are you doing? We've got people that have lived through it. So for him to just, this is, I don't know, man. We haven't even got the new administration in yet, but I think a lot of us are going to be pulling our hair out for the next 4 years. I'm dead serious. It just bothers me that we have these many irrational people talking about being a part of government. Elon Musk wants there to be a government shutdown. That's what he wants. No one voted for you, Elon. No one voted for Vivek. It just bothers me. But let me stay on topic with RFK Jr. Because Dr. Peter Hotez, he's been on the show before. And you see him on all of the various different networks talking about vaccines. He's world-renowned. This was Dr. Hotez recently. I think this was from him on CNN, just regarding RFK Jr. and this whole vaccine issue.
Well, you know, my big concern, Jim, is his staunch attacks on vaccines. And I've been dealing with this now for a couple of decades because I'm not only a vaccine scientist and a pediatrician, but I also have a daughter with my youngest daughter, Rachel, has autism and intellectual disabilities. And years ago, I wrote a book called Vaccines Did Not Cause Rachel's Autism to counter all of the false information, including a lot of disinformation coming from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his people and his organizations. And so that makes me concerned. And here's the reason why I'm concerned. It's because of the potential implications for the public health of the people of the United States. With that kind of rhetoric now, we are already seeing, even before next year, we're already seeing a fivefold rise in pertussis cases from 2023 to 2024. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a fourfold rise in measles outbreaks from 2023 to 2024. We've got polio in the wastewater in 2022, meaning that we could see the return of polio as well. So this is an extremely fragile vaccine ecosystem, and it doesn't take it much to push it over the edge. And that's my concern, that with his being so aggressive against vaccines, this will cause major problems for the public health of our nation's children.
I'm concerned. Are you concerned? Because I am concerned about this.
Yeah, there's one thing to be in a position and not be qualified for it, but it's a completely different discussion when you're talking about somebody that is actively working against the best interest of the department that you are supposed to be leading. That is what RFK Jr. is. And I mean, you can talk about all of these cabinet picks and whether or not they're qualified. That's one thing. But when you're talking about somebody who's actively working to undermine public health, when you're supposed to lead that department? I mean, it's mind-boggling, but you just got to pony up and, you know, kiss the right tail in order to get what you want. I mean, he's the least qualified.
The American people have not asked for this.
No, we have not.
Please, when we're talking about politicians, of which he was not voted in to do any of this, is we want people representing us in our best interest. Do I think there are people out there that maybe are in agreement with him on, like, being a part of the anti-vax movement? Yeah, but just because Aaron Rodgers is your guy doesn't mean that I'm your guy.
The problem is with, like, RFK Jr., he's working for one person, and that's for Donald Trump. Whatever Donald Trump wants is what RFK Jr.
I don't believe that Donald Trump is the one that is the lead on this. I think that this is driven by RFK. Like, do you think that one of the top item agendas for Donald Trump was to be an anti-vaxxer?
No, but
I don't think he really cares.
It goes,
which is problematic in itself.
Yeah, it goes back to the beginning of the pandemic when he was, you know, talking about, oh, you know, it's a hoax, you know, we don't need a vaccine, da-da-da-da-da, and then we have the vaccine, and you've got somebody now who is looking at this and saying, yeah, we need to make changes. Like you said, we need to make changes where changes don't need to be made, and our, you know, newly elected administration just be like, hey, I'm just put my hands up. I'm going to let him do it.
It's super frustrating.
There's no concern or care for the general public.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And then there's a reality that we must face with regards to gun violence. We will do that next year on The Late Show. Oh, I remember the song. This was who was this again?
Owl City.
Owl City, that's right.
Fireflies.
This was a banger.
Oh.
Was this from 2016?
No, this is from, like, way back in, like, 2007, 2008.
Oh, was that? Yeah. It was that long ago? Yeah.
Leave your eyes and then fireflies.
Yeah, this was a banger. This was awesome, dude.
Yeah. This was good.
Was that long ago?
I think it was 2000, because I think I was working in Kansas, because I was a music DJ.
Okay. 2009, July the 14th, 2009.
Okay.
Wow, that was a while ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was way, way off.
Good stuff, though.
All right. This is just, and some of you may say you're blowing this out of proportion, yada, 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 whatever. And I don't believe that I'm blowing this out of proportion. The reality is, I mean, we're always going to be deeply impacted by gun violence in this country. That's just my belief. I hope that at some point we get this thing figured out. I hope that at some point in my lifetime that we'll see the numbers dramatically go the other way in a positive direction with regards to gun violence, and we see less of it impacting people. But I'll believe it when I see it. There now is a startup, a Dallas-based startup by the name of American Rounds. It has rolled out the first, oh boy, automated retail ammo machine that you can go and get ammo inside the grocery store.
What? Oh.
It's an ammo vending machine. Ammo vending machine. The company advertises its machines as a safer and more convenient way to buy ammo than at a large retail store or online. But public health experts have questioned whether the company's suicide prevention efforts are sufficient, and elected officials in areas where machines were set up have worried that the easy availability of ammunition could lead to impulsive purchases by people who seek to do harm. So this is let me explain this to you guys, okay? Before people jump down my throat, these ammunition kiosks will operate in nearly a dozen grocery stores across Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama and Colorado. Fresh Value, Lowe's Market, and Super C-Mart all host the kiosk at some store locations. Now, funny, representatives for all three companies declined to comment when reached about this story. Now, hold on. If you're willing to have a kiosk or a vending machine with ammo in it, you don't want to comment on it? Like, that's puzzling. But this is the point. Because I'm not here to, like, over try to look at, like, the right way to go about this whole ammunition thing in a grocery store. Okay? Because in the article, they lay out how it's going to utilize technology with the machines to verify ages with purchasing, and you have to be at least 21 and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And the verification technology is going to be like the TSA at the airports and all that. That's fine. Okay? That's fine. All the technology, the verification, all that stuff about this is the point that I want to make. Regardless of that, the optics of a vending machine with ammunition embedded in a young kid's mind at an early age, we are creating even more of a culture of gun violence. Like, we don't need young people seeing this readily available at the grocery store. So forget about whether a 7 or 8 or 10 or 15-year-old can actually utilize the device. It's not about that. We don't need it in their damn faces. We have enough problems right here at home dealing with kids running around stealing Kias and Hyundais and driving around and getting into all kind of other stuff. Like, we just don't need it. All it does is perpetuate even more violence to younger kids. And I'm over it already.
We talk about wanting to put more checks and balances to try and make events like what happened in Madison harder. Like, we want to try and put ourselves in a position to make ourselves safer. And this is just doing the opposite. And like you said, Henry, if all you're going to do is, you know, you're going to put out these kiosks and you're going to have all this verification, you know, great. But at the end of the day, if you're not willing to comment on it, you put it out there. You're doing it. Obviously, you are looking to make money off of this. So just answer the questions. Talk to the media. Do whatever it is that you need to do. It's very frustrating. Because it seems like there's no accountability.
Don't flaunt it in my face.
Yeah.
Please don't flaunt it in my face. Like, if I walk into Target in Eden Prairie, I don't need the kiosk with the ammo in it. And then I know there's somebody out there listening, like, what does it matter? Who cares? Who cares? Have it accessible just the same way as like going to a, you know, to go get ammunition from anywhere else. You know what though? There are other people that share these other places, these common places like a Target or a grocery store that typically aren't finding their way into having to buy ammunition from an actual gun store. I think it's a bit much.
It is. It is just kind of weird that it just seems like it's so out of place because you used to have to go to a Shields or a Dick's or I think even a Fleet Farm or, you know, you'd have – even Walmart. I don't know if Walmart even does it anymore. I don't even know if they do.
And that's the other thing about it. If you find yourself going to a place like that for ammunition, you know what? You're in that place for ammunition. If you go to the grocery store, you know what's probably going to be there? Other people that don't want to be around ammunition. They just want to be around groceries.
Yeah. It's not like you can go to a gun store and say, you know what? I want to get a box of Frosted Flakes and some coffee creamer. Okay? I mean, that's not the goal that I have in life is to get Frosted Flakes at the same time.
Can I get a Can I get a let me get a glazed donut and a pack of Newports while you hand me
Yeah,
that.
Please give me a give me a shotgun and a 3-pack of chicken breast, please. Yeah, give me some Copenhagen, a magazine there.
And a 6-pack of Kool-Aid.
I mean,
what? Oh, gosh.
This is the world that we live in, Henry. This is the world that we live in.
I know what the comeback is from a couple people out there. America. America.
I was going to say, I don't eat Frosted Flakes.
America.
That's a woke cereal. It's got the Frosted Flakes. Snowflakes.
Oh.
I bet you could have alphabets and spell ooh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, those are Cheerios. Never mind.
Final segment of The Late Show is coming up next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final couple of minutes. I'm back at it tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think that I have Lindsey Brown with me. And, Chris, we will see you after the new year.
Yes.
Have you done all your Christmas shopping?
No, I have not.
I figured you hadn't.
No. That's what I'm going to do the next couple of days. I mean, that's what Amazon Prime is for.
I haven't finished mine either. I only got one person to finish all four, and okay. That will be Pops.
Okay.
My dad's the hardest person to shop for because he's the standard thing every year is I don't need nothing, which you're getting something. You might get a couple things. So what do you want? Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not helpful.
Well, but see, sometimes it's just like I'm honestly at that point.
It's not helpful. If you know that your son or daughter is going to buy you something, just tell them what you want. How is it helpful? It's not helpful.
Well, just sometimes they really don't want anything. It's okay. Sometimes they just
Why don't you just go ahead and pick one thing that you think would be cool, just so we can get out the way.
Well, sometimes people honestly they don't want things.
No, I get that too. What I'm saying.
I mean, I know.
Making life tough on us, man.
I know. So you said you're going to do a little shopping after? You're going to try and squeeze in a little shopping when you're done with this? Didn't you say that?
You talking about tonight?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to try and.
No, I might go to the grocery store quick. I'm not doing any holiday shopping. Right. It's almost 9:00.
No, I thought you said you were going to try and go to Target or something tonight.
Yeah, but that's not. Yeah, not for like any Christmas shopping.
Oh,
I'm talking
okay.
About just to run and grab like a because. I'm not going to do too much driving in the snow tomorrow.
Yeah, I get it. I figured maybe you can get a pistol and a loaf of bread.
Give me some ammo. I need that vending machine. I walk into Target like, where's that vending machine?
Black man looking for ammo. Everything's fine. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
to quote
America,
Jason.
Man.
I thought this was America. I feel like Randy Marsh.
I need some raisins with my ammo.
That's what you need. That's what we need to do. Put raisins in there instead of bullets. I mean, if people are getting hit with raisins, those things hurt. Plus, raisins are nasty. So, that's what we need to do. Replace the ammo vending machine with raisins.
You're done for the week. I got two more days. Oh, God.
What, you think I'm going to go shopping for raisins?
You're going to go shopping tomorrow if you want. Yeah, you can. I can't.
I'm not going anywhere tomorrow. I'm afraid of the 2 inches of snow.
That's what she said.
I know. We haven't heard.
You said the snow. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
I'm going to say we haven't heard this much about 3 inches since we heard from Snarky Daniels.
Chris will talk to you guys next week. I will talk to you guys tomorrow right here at 6 p.m.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.